Good morning, 840 CFCW, Sharon with Gardening with Sharon, and this feature is all brought to you by Sunstar Nurseries. They have shrubs, they have trees, they have perennials, and you were just saying, yep, you can still plant trees right now.
Yes, you can. All of the above. Yes.
Sunstar Nurseries. And what you and I are talking is about hydration. People need it,
yeah.
And so do our perennials and trees.
Yes, very good point. I was working with my dad yesterday in his garden as we were putting things by, and I was struck with how dry it is. And fall provides the last opportunities for trees, shrubs, and all kind of perennials to take up water and nutrient resources for the upcoming winters. And how effectively we do that, Jackie Ray, influences their winter survivability and spring growth. And it's more challenging for compromised perennials, dehydrated ones, trees and shrubs as well, to survive our winters. So we can help, and this is how we do it. Check the soil all around about twice a week. And what I'm doing is I'm kind of rotating through my gardens and checking my trees and my shrubs as well. So what I do is I stick my finger all the way down into the soil, my index finger, and if it's dry at the tip or at my knuckle, the first knuckle, it's time to water. Just give them a good drink. Right now I'm giving my trees a good drink and perennials once a week. Just a nice healthy drink. And then that'll keep the soil evenly moist. You don't want it too wet and obviously not too dry. No need to fertilize at this time of the year, but be ready to fertilize when spring comes.
Okay, so once a week on the trees is lots.
Mm-hmm. I would, yeah. Unless it gets dry in between, but you know what? The soil temperatures are a little lower, so the demands are a little lower. But the thing is like in fall, we are off doing other things, and frankly, a lot of us are tired of watering anyways. So in the fall, things tend to dry out.
Yeah, no kidding. Where do we find you?
Gardening with Sharon across the board on Instagram, Facebook, and that is also the name of my website. And I am currently working on a blog about why perennials don't survive winter, and this is one of the reasons.